People who live in the southeast and along the Gulf Coast are already bracing for hurricane season. It begins on June 1st. Last year brought two of the most destructive storms to ever hit the U.S., Hurricanes Florence and Michael. There's some good news this year. NPR's Greg Allen reports that better computer models are improving the accuracy of hurricane forecasts.
The National Hurricane Center began issuing advisories on Michael 5 days before it struck Florida's panhandle last October, when it was just a disturbance moving toward the Gulf of Mexico. 2 days later, it was a hurricane, one that continued to strengthen.
Let me be clear. Hurricane Michael is a monstrous storm.
Florida Governor Rick Scott called on coastal residents to prepare for the worst, but no forecast anticipated how powerful the storm would be, slamming into Mexico Beach, Florida as a Category 5.
The intensity forecasts are too low. They're better than they would have been 20 years ago, but still too low.
Eric Blake is a meteorologist with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. 3 days before Michael made landfall, it was just a tropical storm. Forecasters warned residents along Florida's Gulf Coast to prepare for a possible Category 2 hurricane with 100-mile-per-hour winds. A day later, as Michael strengthened, the forecasts upgraded to Category 3. But as Michael neared the Florida's panhandle, it kept getting stronger, taking even seasoned forecasters like the Weather Channel's Jim Cantore by surprise.
You see this thing dropping to 938 millibars, down to 933 millibars, and you realize this thing is a monster.
Hurricane specialist Eric Blake says a more accurate forecast of Michael's intensity would have helped emergency managers and residents make decisions about evacuating.
It would have gotten the message out earlier. I mean, if we were saying right off the bat, here it is, we're expecting Category 5, Category 4, Category 5, that'll catch people's attention.
There have been dramatic improvements in hurricane forecasting over the past 20 years. The greatest progress has been made in forecasting a hurricane's track, including where and when it will make landfall. The harder challenge is predicting a storm's intensity, especially for hurricanes like Michael that continue to strengthen as they approach the coast. Researchers with NOAA are working on the problem with improved hurricane models. One is HWARF, the Hurricane Weather Research and Forecasting Model. It uses data gathered from satellites and aircraft to better understand what's going on inside of a hurricane. It's only been in operation for about a decade, but has improved every year. Meteorologist Jason Sipple says, like other models, HWARF underestimated Michael. But it got some key things right.
From the very first forecast HWARF issued, it showed a rapidly intensifying major hurricane making landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast. So you have to kind of keep things in perspective. Yes, the errors were large, but all those forecasts did properly show a major hurricane making landfall, and we're getting the warning out.
Frank Marks, the director of NOAA's Hurricane Research Division, has overseen HWARF's development. Other countries have global weather forecast models that sometimes outperform the main U.S. model, known as GFS. But no other countries have a regional hurricane model like HWARF. It still needs to be improved, Marks says, but HWARF, he says, is already helping save lives.
The day before the storm hit, there were 250 people still in Mexico Beach. But by the next morning, the morning before the storm made landfall, there were only 25. So the messaging got through.
While researchers are making progress, efforts to improve NOAA's hurricane models have had setbacks. Some involve science, but some are political. As they prepared for the upcoming hurricane season, researchers had to suspend work earlier this year for 6 weeks because of the partial government shutdown. Some are worried now about another possible government shutdown in October, at the height of hurricane season. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.